Sanitar Rock?
Yeah, Sanitar.
Okay.
To understand the, you know, the progression, you know, from the first days of Pesach to the last days of Pesach, what changed? What's the mila? You know, how do you define, you know, the progress that was made? All right, so the Agoda gives a hint, and I got to say, oh, the price over there, the three machlokas, Rabbi Yosef Aglieli, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Akiva, right? Kamaloku be'etzpa, right? So Mitzrayim says, you know, and it says on the Yam, v'esos yada g'doyla. It's very clear, you know, Mitzrayim HaKosho gave them the finger, right? But, right? But here's the problem, you know, what? Right? But here's the problem, right? Just one maka alone is called etzpel kimi, makas kinim. That means, if anything, just the other way around. Mitzrayim was 10 fingers, because one maka alone was called etzpa, right? Kinim, right? Just one, so it was 10 etzpos in Mitzrayim, you know, as opposed to only 5 by the Yam, right? So ifcha mistabra. So what's pshat in that brisa? Right, over here it's etzpa, over there it's yad, right? One maka alone was called etzpa. Right? Another thing that the, right, the, it says, Bayashavam lifmos boker le'isono, right, that, that the water went back in, you know, towards morning, you know, back to its watery state, right? You know, that's why, you know, Kriyas Yom Tov happened, you know, between Chatzos and Alos HaShachar. That's why tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem, after Chatzos, we're going out to say Shir HaSayam. And if those book went back le'esono to its original strength. So Chazal make an interesting drush over there. Atikre le'esono el l'tno'o. And from here we learn a big yesod that's almost impossible to understand. That that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai with all Maisa Bracious at the time of Bri'as Olam, that all Tev has to be maskin to be Mekabel Nisim. So he made a t'nai with the Yam, that has to be willing to be Niskar Alifnei Yisro. Right? He's God. He doesn't need anybody's permission. But he has to make a precondition with Teva, with the, so, you know, make a bargain with the water when he created it, that at the time, you know, by Klai Yisroel, it's going to split. He's the Ribon Shalom. He's the big boss. He doesn't have to make t'naim. Right? That you know, so and this is a dover kasha that you know that the Rishonim were niskasha in this yisod that Hashem made tnoim with teva to be makabel nisim, right? You know, there's a Rambam on it, there's a Maral on it. You know, it's you know the it's you know the Kuzri, everyone talks about it. It's a problematic idea that Hashem has to make a tnoim with teva that should be maskin to be makabel nes, right? But there's two other questions over here. Hare, the hare, it says.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Right.
It's the wife.
Hey. Kasha Kriyas Yom Tov.
Sorry, I'm gonna catch up.
Kasha Kriyas Yom Tov. Anyway. It says if it's the remez that Kosher made a t'nai with Teva that should be willing to be Makabel Nisim, so why is it written Dafka when the water reverts back to its natural state? Le'esono went back to its original strength. It should be fakir, we should have this remez when the water split. Right, but that was another thing. So Mistoma was always this way. It was always this way that since Bri'as Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai with Teva to be Makabel Nisim, that means in the Nisim of Mitzrayim also this must have been true, right? So why is it only Nizgala, this Yesod, that there's a t'nai with Teva to be Makabel Nisim, it's only Nizgala by Kriyas Yom Tov? It was always true. It was always true. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. They made a t'nai with that to be Makabel Nisim. So it's true by Nisim Mitzrayim also. So why is it only revealed by Kriyas Yom Tov? Right. Seeing is like this. Right, Pesach al Shem Shepasach, Kosh Barbate Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, right, you know, Zevach Pesach Diluk, Kosh Baruch Hu jumped over our houses, right? Not like Unklus. Unklus says, you know, that you know, Pesach is, you know, is Chayis, right? Kosh Baruch Hu had Rachmonis on us. Rashi says it's a lotion of skipping, jumping, right? So I understand, you know, if I give a hitman a list of people that I want dead, right, and one lives on, let's say, 22nd Street. One lives on 24th Street, right? And the other one lives on 26th Street, right? Let's say, right? So is the hitman going to jump over the street in the middle? Go around. Let's say just because, you know, you have a yid was in between two mitzvahs called, he jumped over. If we give a guy a hit, you know, the Egyptians were on the hit list. Klal Yisrael wasn't. So, you know, what do you mean jump over? What do you mean jump over? Right? Go around, go under, go. Now, what does that mean? Right? What do you mean? You know, jumped over, right? So now Rashi says another thing, you know, that just like Kodesh Baruch Hu was medalek over us, af atem asu kol mitzvoisav l'shem shamayim derech dilug. Right, you should do all his mitzvahs l'shem shamayim derech dilug. To do a mitzvah l'shem shamayim is called derech dilug. And so it's a Rashi. Ma kesher.
Can you say that one again, Rabbi, that last one?
Yes. Sorry. Rashi fears ois, that just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu
jumped over.
Yeah, I know. I said it was Kodesh Kriya Siyamsa. I
still
too. That's right.
Part of the shir.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
3D. Multi-dimensional.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. Just a minute. Oi. Anyway, so the Rashi says, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu was posech on you, so also you... Aseh kol avodasav l'shem shamayim derech dilug v'kvitza. Why is it to do something l'shem shamayim? It's called derech dilug v'kvitza. It's called to jump if you do it l'shem shamayim. It's called to do it for the right purpose. Why it's called derech dilug? Right? But it is like this, right? To understand the Isser Chometz, right? The Isser Chometz that there is on Pesach, right? So Chazal say, you know, amongst the Meishitas, what was Eitz Hadas? Say, Eitz Adam Achamero Chita Haya, right? It was mamish grain, something which you can make bread out of, right? Eitz Hadas was Chometz, right? And I'll explain, right? Chometz, right, is not just a type of food. It's a mentality. Chometz is a mentality, right? Because and you know what the type of mentality of Chometz is? Normative perception of time-space. Mamish, the way our minds work, you know, which is all from the Eitz Hadas Tovara, right? So how do we make Seder out of everything that we see? How do we make order out of all the stimulus that hits us? We divide it up by Makom and Zman, right? Time and place. This happened at this time, and in this place, happened at this time, this place. And that's how we set up the whole world, as time and space, right? And Mimela, and when you set up the world that way, I've got, this is my space, my turf. Or I was here first, right?
Bloods and Crips.
What?
Bloods and Crips.
Sleeks, Tyke.
Huh? Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we got it.
All right, fine.
Processing in our own.
Right, oh, okay, your own Sprach. Yeah. Right? Right. Yeah, we divide up everything in time and space. I mean, Mel, it gives a, hey, I'm on my time. Or this is my turf. Right? Right. And that's the big lie. That's the big lie. Right? Right? You know, because less asar ponumine, every place belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why he's called Hamakom, Hu Mekaymo Shel Olam, right? Right. Nothing's got its own space, right? And as far as time, also, listen to this: Ein Mukdam Umeucher Batayra, right? There's a sort of Ein Mukdam Umeucher Batayra, right? And I'll prove it to you from Klai Yisrael's own existence. Right, Bereshis, Bishul Yisrael Shniku Reshis. But out of the Shivim Umos, Klai Yisrael was the last nation to arise. Right, the Shivim Umos they arose by Migdal Babel. Right, that's when they actually spread out the nations. Right, Am Yisrael arises generations later with Avraham Avinu, and even then, you know, the Gemara of our coming out is, you know, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's called we're the Reshis. So Reshis doesn't go by time on the clock, right? You know, we're the Rishon, we're the real Rishis, Bishul Yisrael Shniku Rishis, even though chronologically, we're the last nation from the ancient nations to emerge. Right? So Chometz, you know, the whole idea of time and space as we know it, right? You know, that was created from the Eitz Hadas Tovara, and that's called Chometz, right? And it's mamish that way. Give it more time, and it takes up more space, it expands, right? Mamish like time space, like Einstein said it, right? Time and space, they run parallel to each other, right? Right, but we have to pierce that illusion, right? That less asar panu mine, right? And there's no first, second, third, first, right? There's first, second, third, first in terms of priorities, not who got there first. Right, our racious is, you know, Bishul Atroshnik racious, Bishul Yisroshnik racious, even though these things emerged 26 generations after the world was created. So now this Niflamot, to understand the Shitas Arambam and those Rishonim that hold that Iker Hashbasa Bolev, the Iker Bitul Chometz is in your heart. that you have to be mevat chametz is nothing to me. It's in the mind, hashbasa, because you have to overcome the mentality, the chametz mentality. Chametz mentality is a whole tfisa. It's like a whole understanding of the world, right, which is the secular understanding of setting up everything up in terms of time and space, and time and space is just an illusion, right? Right, and that's the inyan. Am Yisrael is yotze b'chipazon, right? We were rushed. Why were we rushed? Why? They had 2 weeks advance notice on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them how it's all coming down, right? Over the night, they had 2 weeks to prepare. Rosh Chodesh, right? Sorry. So why were we rushed? It was like rushed by design, right? Because the pshat is we got to break out of the bread box. We got to, chametz takes time, and that's what Chazal Darsh and Rashi brings it. Ushmartem es ha-matzos, al tikre matzos, ela mitzvahs, mitzvah bo liyotcha, al tachmitzena. Because the purpose of mitzvahs is, we have to do it fast and zrizus like matzah. We got to break out. We got to break out of the bread box, the three dimensions that the whole rest of the world lives in. And that's our yitzias mitzvah. It's not just out of avdus of those over there in the Middle East. The Mitzrayim is the whole time and space. Am Yisrael has to be lamala from the whole tfis of time and space, which allows the goyim to exist. I've got my turf. I got my country. I got my. This is my time. Like Chazal talked about in terms of Russia. Shahashah misachekeslo. It's my time. Now it's my turn. Right. We got to break out of that whole perception. So what happened in Mitzrayim, Nifla Ma'od, is that all three dimensions, the whole world that is part of the perception of Chametz, HaKadosh was Geyser Kloya on that, on all three dimensions that make up the world as we process it. Right? And that's what it means that the Mashkes jumped over us. It showed that we were sunk in a different dimension. We're out of the bread box. Right? HaKadosh was Geyser Misa on everything in the three dimensions. That's what it means it jumped over us. We were sunk into a whole different matzav, right? And that's the reason we had to go up a chippah zone, not in normal time, sped up, right? We had to break out of time and space to be in a higher dimension, to be by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Rashi means. Asei ka avodosav l'shem shemayim, derech kfitza v'dilug. Right, to do the Shem Shabbai means that with the mitzvah you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just I do it for His sake. It's more that L'Shem Shamayim is to be connected to Him. That means you got to break out. You got to break out of Olam Hazeh. You got to break out. You have to open up an interdimensional portal. Mikoach the mitzvah is to be Dovik Bo, and that's what my mitzvah is done. L'Shem Shamayim are called Derech Kfitza V'Diluk. You're jumping. You're skipping. Right, you're breaking rank. You're out of step. In a positive way, that you're on a different speed, right? And you're in a different dimension when you do things l'shem shemayim, right? Because you're doing the mitzvah as a way of being in contact with Him, right? Breaking out of here and being in contact with Him, right? So now that was the matzah of Am Yisrael on the first days of Pesach, right? That we're in a special dimension. Right, and on the goy, on their dimension was Nigzar Kloya, and that's what means the Mashas jumped over. It's like you were sunk in a different dimension, because all there was death in all three dimensional space. So it's called Dilu because we were sunk in a different dimension, right, and that's where he left Bechipozen. Right now, so let me ask you something: what was Paro thinking for the first five Makas? After five Makas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardens his heart, but for the first five, right? For the first five, he does a good job himself. He was getting, we could say over here on this guy, Ellie, we could say Hashem was kicking Egyptian butt. We could say that here.
Here it makes sense.
Here it makes sense. Okay. Right. They're getting their butts kicked in big time. For 5 months, big time. Right? What were they thinking? How did they hold out for five? What was Paro thinking? Right? So explains, the Maral and other Sforim, right? That Paro knew what was happening is supernatural. How do you view the supernatural? It's a yotzim in a klal. As if klal, what's normal and what is repetitive, and you can expect to repeat itself as nature, and the supernatural is a fluke. You don't have to worry about it repeating itself. All right, it's a fluke, I can't explain it, but since it's not normal, it's probably not going to happen again. So as painful as it was, it probably won't happen. That's the pshat. The Sforim explained be'etzba, a finger. Right? A finger is a detail. The yotzim in a klal is a detail. And the normal is the klal. So the klal will bounce back. The klal will repeat itself. The detail that's yetzim in a klal, right? You don't have to worry about it. It won't happen again. That's what Paro's thinking for the first five times, right? It won't happen again, right? It's a fluke, right? And that's the big problem, right? That in Mitzrayim, you know, it was 10 fingers, but it was fingers. It wasn't a whole hand, right? It was like 10 exceptions to the rule. So each one was a finger, but it was a finger, not a whole hand. As if Ruchnius and Nisim are not a system, they're flukes. A fluke doesn't repeat itself, right? By Yamsuf, Vayarsos, Hayad, it's a whole hand. You see that Ruchnius is a system. A system does repeat itself, right? But that's not enough. That's not enough, right? It can't be Chas V'Shom that there should be that reality should be split into different dimensions. Kilu Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem Vortz Nosav Ne'adam. So what do we say? The Gemara asks the steer. It says LaHashem Ma'oratzum Loya, right? And yet it says LaHashem Shemayim Shemayim LaHashem Vortz Nosav Ne'adam. So what's the Gemara? How does the Gemara resolve it? Kan Koidim Bracha, Kan La'achar Bracha. When you make a bracha on the food, then it's Vortz Nosav Ne'adam, because you acknowledge it belongs to Hashem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makne to you. Because you acknowledge it belongs to him. But if you don't acknowledge that it belongs to him, you're not allowed to take it, right? But by the goyim, the tfisa of chametz, so we explained, of I've got my time, I've got my space. That worldview of chametz, it came from Eitz Hadas. It looks, so far all we proved was that there are nisim. Then we proved that nisim are a whole system, right? So, but Ches Hashem, maybe there are two contradictory systems, right? And that's the end of the Tnoim. The end of the Tnoim, right, is to show it's all one integrated system. It's not that there's Teva that's physical and that's not Bashgacha Pratis, and there's Nisim that are, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tnoim makes it that it's all one integrated system. That's what it means there's a Tnai with Teva, to show that the Teva's Maskim Tenes, right? But it goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than that. The nature of the Tanai, right? The nature of the deal that there is between Neva, Teva, and Nes. The Pasuk literally says, V'yashem alifnos boker le'esano, to its strength. And for we darshan, fakir, there's a Tanai that has to be susceptible to Nisim. That's against...
Where is this Tanai? What Tanai are we speaking about?
The Tanai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the Yam at the time that he created it, right? That has to be willing to split for Klal Yisrael. But if you douse it from a word, it means almost the opposite. Eitano, its original strength. But you know what? Is this the Leshem says? The Leshem says an unbelievable word. Why is Teva so strong? People think that the laws of nature are so strong, they're immutable. Even God can't change them. Ask yourself a question. Why are the laws of nature so strong? You know why they're so strong? Because the laws of nature, which are Teva, where they get their yinika from? Where they get their chiyus from? From Lamala min HaTeva. Don't you get it? Teva is so strong because it is fed by Nisim. The hidden order of Nisim, the Lamala min HaTeva, is what feeds Teva. That's why Teva is so strong. It's almost the opposite of what you think. You think Teva is so strong, so Nes can't overcome it. It's Fakir. The Eitan, the whole fact that Teva is strong, is all al Tanai, that the Nisim will give koach to the Teva to be so strong, but all al Tanai. The minute that it interferes with the divine agenda, so it's like Teva broke the agreement and Teva goes limp, and Nisim take over, right? And that's the pshat, right? That is the pshat, right? That's that the Tanai is Dafka alluded to when the waters went back natural, le'etano, to its original strength, le'etano. You know why water is so strong? Because it's maskim to Nisim, right? It's maskim to the agenda of Nisim. The minute that there's a conflict, water goes limp, and Nisim take over. The Eitan is al Tanai. Rav Zevin, in his Sefer LaTorah Mordim, points out an unbelievable ha'ora. In Lashon HaKadosh, you want to make something future tense. There's four letters you use to make something future tense. And the simon is Eitan, strong. E'eseh, Aleph. Ya'aseh. Ta'aseh. Na'aseh. All these oishes make it future tense, whether for the yochid or for the rabbin, right? Niflamod, right? That Teva is what it is, and it's so strong for the sake of the future, for the sake that it's the hanhaga that we need to do our mitzvahs to get to Achris Hayamim. That's why Teva is so strong. The minute that there is a conflict, Teva loses all its koach. because all its koch was granted al tanai. So you think Teva's so strong, therefore it can't be Nisan, but it's the other way around. Teva gets its koch from Nisan, but all that koch that it gets is al tanai. And that's the big gili of curious Yamsuf, right? In Mitzrayim, we were in a secure perimeter, Lamala min Teva, and Teva was left, you know, it may have been a death zone, but you had the Teva separate from Lamala min Teva, and that was the revelation of Rishon Shel Pesach. Am Yisrael is in a higher dimension. But we can't leave the three-dimensional world unconquered. And that's what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayibaku Amayim, says Rashi, Kol Memos Sheba Olam, all the waters in the world split. That Akashu showed that all the Teva is Kafuf to Nisim, the dimension that Klal Yisrael is from, that higher dimension runs nature, and nature is Meshubet. And that's what we gain from Kriyas Yamsuf and the last days of Pesach, that we gain that the Cherus is not just for Klai so that we escape the bread box, but we're Meshabed, the Kochos of the bread box, to the dimensions of Klai Yisrael and the Torah. That is the next Madrega we climb to. And that's why the Tanai is revealed by Shvi Shel Pesach, because the time hadn't come yet to reveal that Emes, that even Teva is Meshubit to Nisim. And if you think Teva strong, the whole reason why it's strong is because it's Yonik from Nisim when they're masking to the same future agenda. Right? That's what says Galan Shvi Shel Pesach. And with this we can understand something. Right? It says, by Oz Yashir Moshe, Ola Belibo Shi Yashir Vishar. He decided to sing. I mean, we have singers here, so I would imagine you should always say, think before you sing. Like, what was the Chiddush over there? Ola Belibo Shi Yashir, Loshir Vishar. Right? And then Rashi says another pshat. Remez L'Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Oz Yashir Moshe. In the future. Because the pshat is like this. Right? The pshat is like, we're almost done. Right? The pshat is like this. Right? That the, when we, by Kriya Samson, we said we reconcile Teva and Nes. You know what made a change in us as individuals? Because we have that conflict. We have a neshama that's from the dimensions of Nisim, and we have a guf that's from the dimensions of Teva. And the cosmic problem was a personal problem, being reconciled, body and soul. At Kriyas Yamsuf, where there's a reconciliation between Nisim and Teva, which an individual is a reconciliation between Neshama and Guf, that's what it means. Moshe Rabbeinu started getting inspiration from his Neshama, not biochemical thoughts. Allah Belibo, it occurred in his heart, meaning the Neshama started being Mashpi on the consciousness. And that's what the Nefesh Chaim writes in Shaar Beis, B'Shem D'Zohar, that Shira, that Tamim, which has Nigunim, musical movement, that's beside Neshama, that's Gilya Neshama. That's what makes Shira as opposed to regular Dibur. There's a higher level of thought that's expressed in the musical movement, and that comes from Neshama, and that was Nizgah when Neshama is reconciled with the Guf. And that's why it's Remez Atchias Amesim in HaTorah. Why does a person die? Right? Because the body and soul are not reconciled. And, it's like marriage. It's like marriage, never, mamish, ever, Lebosar Echad. Koshika Kriyas Yamsuf, right? So the chibur doesn't last. It expires. After a while, they just had enough of each other and they part ways, right? But by Tchias HaMesim, they get back together forever. That's the total reconciliation between Guf and Nisham, which is the total cosmic reconciliation between Teva and Nes, and that was Nisgal by Kriyas Yamsuf, where Teva and Nes reconcile. And with this, we can understand one more thing. This will stop. It says right after that, Vayochu Shloshes Yomim V'lo Matzu Mayim. So Chazal Darshan went 3 days without Torah. Right? They went through and they couldn't be soivel it. Sakosho gave them mitzvahs and mora to be Isaac in. Right? Well, they went their whole lives without learning Torah. What are you talking about? What did they learn in Mitzrayim? Before Kriyas Yamsuf, when was the last time they learned Torah? They got the parsha of Achorish Selachem, 3 weeks earlier. Well, they went their whole lives, it's hard to imagine, but they march. All of a sudden, they can't go 3 days without learning Torah. Right? Why? Because the pshat is that a person could go without more than three. I know we don't know from such things, right? We freak out after 1 hour without Torah, right? Uns, right? By uns, right? But, a person that, it's hard to imagine such a thing. I have to say, Derech Agav, how we fell. Only 500 years ago, the Maral had a brother, Rav Osher of Regensburg, right? He wrote a sefer called Sefer HaZikard. The sefer is out of print, but I heard this from a Roshiva who saw it. He asked the following kasha. The Gemara has a whole sugya. If you're traveling and you forget what day is Shabbos, what do you do? Right? It's a machokas bavli yushabi, what to do. So Frek Reb Osher mi Regensburg, the Maral's brother, what's the Gemara talking about? I don't understand. He blibes Sorachian, right? Shabbos comes, you feel it. Mayesh. What's the Gemara talking about? Wherever Shabbos comes, you feel it. So you know what he says? I learned from the Gemara. It's Shaykh. A Yid could not feel Shabbos. To him, that was a chiddush of the Gemara. We're bigger than him, right? We didn't need the Gemara to teach us that, right? Right? You hear? Right? But if orders like this, after Teva and Nes got reconciled, so the Guf and the Neshama got reconciled, right? So all of a sudden, you feel your Neshama. From Kriya Shamsar, you feel your Neshama, because Teva and Nes are reconciled. So you feel your Neshama begging for Torah. They didn't feel that before, and because the Guf and the Neshama weren't reconciled. I have to say one more thing, Al Derech HaMusbat, from the P.S. Setzner. He writes this in his sefer called Achshoras Avreichim. He says, sometimes a person feels edgy, nervous. He's nervous. Right? No, no, Mapitom, right? I'm not, these are other people. You know, these guys who don't feel Shabbos. It's not talking about people like me and you, Ellie. Right? So all of a sudden, you know, a person feels nervous. He doesn't know, Efozeba. You know, where does it come from? Right? And then he goes out and he says, you know, so the guy goes and he indulges in some taiva and it subsides and it helps. And the guy got it all wrong, right? What the nervousness was a subliminal message from his neshama. Feed me something. Give me some taira. Give me a good feel. Give me something. But the guy is so detached from what the neshama is saying. So just in his conscience, just appears like nervin, right? And when he indulged in his taiva, taka worked. You know why? Because with that, he just knocked the neshama out cold, and that's why it stopped, right? Wow. But you know, so Rebbe Baruch Hu should help, you know.
Shot in the wrong hoop.
What?
Shot the ball in the wrong hoop.
Right. So Rebbe Baruch Hu should help, right? We should do Pesach, right? We get to the higher dimension out of the Meitzarim of time and space, but we should do Shvish or Pesach, right? That we have to, that's the Hachana for re-entry into bread world after Pesach. That we have to conquer the Teva also, and be Meshabed the Teva, be Meshabed the Guf, that everything should be L'Shei Shemayim Derech Diluk, L'Chaim.
Just two questions. Why do you have to be on the seventh day, not on the first day?
What?
Why do you have to be on the seventh day, not
No, it's a process. You know, that is the process of growth during Pesach. That on the first day, we just escape. On the first day, we just escape out of Teva. It's called a jump. We escape out of Teva, but then we got to go back in and conquer it. And then be Meshabed, and that's Kriyas Yom Tov. When the Kochos of Teva become Meshubed.
And then the finger in the hand?
That's what I'm saying. Then in Mitzrayim, Ruchnis looked like a Yotzim in a cloud. Then the hand is an integrated system.
Got it.
Right? It's okay.
That's great. I was just trying to keep track.
Cool. Okay, great.
Do you know the last state in the Warsaw Ghetto?
The
last state of the Warsaw Ghetto.
It's a song.
Okay.
It's a song.
We're just
going to
sing some more, but yeah, we're done. We're done for the night.
You know? Right.
You know, Brother in Arms?
You know what Ellie's talking about? Ellie, what's in
the last state of the Warsaw Ghetto, Joseph? You know that one?
Last Seder? Yeah, it's a whole.
You have it down pat? You're the guy that's going to have it down pat. Mm. No?
Well, just one. Yeah, we'll do it. And then we'll call it night.
Yeah, maybe if I hear it.
If he doesn't, I'm sorry to put you on the spot. Next year, Rabbi.
Well, you got it down.
You got to add it to your weapon class. You're
going to
be
a
Pesach.
You got to have it down. Got to have Pesach
in
the water.
I mean, listen, the truth is, if you got the crunch of the pickle, probably don't need it.
Crunch of pickle.
How about the smoke from the cigar? By the way, we should point out it's the holy Rabban Kalina's yard sale.
Wow.
The holy of the holy, Rabban Kalina. Author of Kaxa. I heard from Moshe Wolfson that they said Rabban Kalina was Makar of 8,000 Jews.
What?
8,000 Jews to Chuva. They counted.
See this nigga.
So the holy Rabban Moshe Wolfson said that the reason why his yartzei falls out in between the first days and the last days of Pesach, is to say that if you had a holy time in the first days and then you drop down again, still get up.
Get up.
Second days is Bechinas Baal Teshuva. The first days is the tzaddik. You had a whole revelation. Second days is the Indian of the Baal Teshuva. So
a lot of Joshmas in Carlin.
Where were
you?
You have to give a Rav Aaron Kalina. Rav Aaron wrote the song.
Really, that too?
Did he die? Rabar was in the Warsaw ghetto. This is the way I heard the Meister from Schleimelin. And they were torturing him, they were beating him. They were Kamat, I believe, Rabar, I think it was Rabar, and they were cutting off his arm, unfortunately, his hands. And Rabar was singing while they were beating him. When I have no more kaya. When I'm totally out of strength, when I'm being beaten, when I'm being tormented. I would run in the street. And I would scream at the top of my lungs. Shabbos, Heilige Shabbos. And Byron was telling everybody, even when you're in, you know, in your lowest places, you're going through the biggest struggles in the world, you always have to remember Shabbos comes. It saves everything. So when I have no more koyach, I scream Shabbos. I need Shabbos already. That we have from Avaron is this song, and also
Yeah.
Where are you going, Yus? Yus.
Thank you.
Shmiras Belila, what is it? It's an aggressive nigga.
Rabbi, I gotta hear this. Yes, right. No. I heard this word from a Yid, it's gevalt. With the Indian of Emunah on Pesach.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said, by the Mara, you don't lean. When you're eating Mara, by the Seder, you don't lean. Why? Because it's Zechela.
Avdus.
So it's not a thing to lean by something that's negative. So the Tefer Shlema said, so why do you lean by Kairach? When you make the sandwich of Hillel,
there's
Mara in there.
Yeah.
In fact, majority of it is Mara. It's lettuce, it's Mara, and there's matzah for the sandwich, but why would you lean by Kairach? So the Radomska said that matzah in the Zohar Kaddish is called the bread of Amunah. Somehow matzah has a koyach to give people Amunah. So the Holy Radomska said when you're going through tzaras, when you're going through murrah in your life, if you have Amunah together with it, you could already lean. It's already like it's freedom, it's a simcha, because you have the right level of Amunah, there's no such thing as bitterness.
I don't really speak English, but do you want me to tell you that they're closing the pool in like 15 minutes
is good.
15 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Willem Al from Zman. He thinks in three dimensions, 15 minutes. But in our time. Just to be moisif on Joey just said, all right, it's a pella. You know, in the Seder Agoda, you know, in the din of Sipur Yetzirah, it's maschil b'gnus u'mesayim b'shevach, right? You got to start either from Avodinu or Mitzvah of Avodah, and then you end, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and made us Avodim Lamakom. So why is it when it comes to the mitzvah of Achil, it's fakir? First you eat the matzah and then the mora. It's much fakir.
It's about pop a hole in it.
Right? Because the pshat is like this. Achila represents natural. Internalizing. Natural. You know, it's easy to say gamzu l'toy, right? It's easy, you know. There's their saying, and then there's like really knowing, right? And kayadua, this is the Indian, the Rambam writes about this. You know, it's from that, you know, that which Olam Bas called the su'uda. You know, I call mesukan la su'uda, right? You know, because it says, you know, Olam Bas has no achila v'lo yishtia, right? That to take in sichlius to the point that you internalize, that's also called eating. That's ve'echso esokim, that the ve'echso esokim is achil v'shtia, it's a chazal, right? And that's the end of the Suda Salav Yosan, and Israel in Yonim, it's called Suda, is that there are big hasogas that we won't just stam say, you know, zeizogin, right? We're going to mamish internalize, we're mamish going to think that way. So, of course, you know, the feed the Seder of what we say over, you know, Gnus, Kach Shevach, but in terms of internalizing that even the Ra was Latoiv, that's the higher Asag you only come to at the end. So, Mitzad eating, Achila, that you internalize, and just stay it, not just say Gams Latoiv, right? But to come to that Hasaga, Be'emes, we're only going to come to that after we've had all the Toivas, then Nachdem, the higher Hasaga. Now that we're going to internalize of how everything that bad happened to us was also the type.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
I can see what you're saying. Is there such a concept in modern today? I know that it existed in the time of Reb Nachman and other Chassidish Balei Musar. That today the way we eat affects our ruchnius.
Of course, it's true.
The type of Lara. How about Lara?
Yes. Of course.
So Weight Watchers should have like another sales pitch.
Yeah. You know,
I'm saying
spiritual.
Yeah. There you go, Rabbi Ellis.
It's true.
We spoke about it today. You speak about it.
I said, Rabbi's got a. He's got a.
You ever feel holy on a fast?
I talk about it. Internalization, right?
Shiloh is like when you pig out. Like, are you affecting your ruchnius?
Yes.
You're increasing your physicality.
You're negatively impacting your ruchnius.
It's a little bit more severe than that.
Huh?
It's a little more severe. That's a for sure beer halacha right at the beginning of. the Mishnah Brura.
So a guy can think he's doing. So let me ask a question. So
if a guy fresses and there's no shikul l'shem shemaim whatsoever, uh-huh. He's over on a los asay derisa, los sarchel vavchem vachrei nechem. So it always has to be. It's a bir halacha.
Yes, if you say it's l'shem shemaim, can you fress your brains?
Right.
Shabbos. Make that enough. Shabbos doesn't affect the roof.
Yeah, so it's actually a shem mitzvah. You do it because you want a chevra shaf and you're just a gate nish. If you don't put out a little bit of a lekach, okay, it has to be some cheshbon. No cheshbon whatsoever. It's less tzrachil b'avchem. It's a deraisa. Even it's mahadrin meat.
It's a deraisa.
It's a deraisa. Yeah.
Well, also, Rav, can you just go back to your first four? Can you give a few therefores and then therefore? Therefore.
Well, no, I think therefore. No, I mean, I
might have done it already, but I'll just.
No. We got to get real. Now, getting real means getting in touch and feeling our neshama. We have to learn how to feel our neshama, and that's the scene of Shvi Shel Pesach, right? It's not that that we're an am that has a neshama. And sometimes we escape that dimension, but we have to learn how to make the guf feel the neshama. That's what we're here for. That's what I'm going to speak about on the last day, re-entry to bread world, right? That's the theme. Well, we go back to chametz. We have to conquer that dimension. Shvi Shel Pesach is the hachana for that.
Bread world, knowing how it could coexist.
Right. We have to learn to feel it in goof. We feel it, I always say, well, what's pshat Yirida Sedaris? Well, what's pshat? We don't have neshamas. Like the earlier Doris, they had neshamas. We have neshamas. They had goofim, we had goofim, right? And Jews didn't become stupid all of a sudden, right? Still, Jewish kids have a high IQ and, making tremendous, it's the Yiddish cup. It's constantly making tremendous advancements, in the sciences and everything. They call it Israel. Israel, it's Jewish, it's the Jewish brains, it's the Yiddish cup, right? The Yerida Sedaris is the integration. The earlier doors were more integrated, guf and neshama together. We have avada big neshamas. We may even have bigger neshamas, right? And our problem is we're not integrated. That's the yirida. The yirida is in the integration of. We have neshamas. We have gufim. Now that's it was already foretold. That was going to be the big nisayon of this door, because it says in the Sfarim that already for a while. And I said this. I can't remember when I last said this. That the Sfarim already spoke 100 years ago. They're here. They're back. All the Doris that lived before Yetzias Mitzrayim have to get their tikkun. Dora Mabul, Dora Afloga, right? Right? And these were big koichas. They're called Neshamos Olam HaTohu, right? They were just too out of control to have any Seder, right? And they ran in all different directions, which were tremendous, pirtzas, outbursts of energy, right? And these Neshamos have to come back and find their tikkun, and that's the pshat in the chutzpah yazgei, right? There's a reason for the chutzpah yazgei by the time of Mashiach, right? It's the neshamas of those doris, and already 100 years ago, the Sfarim saying they're here, they've arrived, right? Talking about their kids, right? In Sfarim, I'll show you, they're here, they've come, they're here now, and that's us, talking about the ADD, sensory processing, that's all the simanim. The neshamas of Olam HaTohu, these neshamas that it's hard to fit them in a framework, they've come back, and they're here, to find their tikkun, and that's the big nisayon, because if we learn how to harness that energy, we finish the whole tikkun, right? The neshamas that are easy to harness have come already, right? The neshamas that are hard to harness, right? that's the nisayon of our door, but once you harness it, it'll be give out creativity and koichas, right? That's our design, to get integrated. We have big neshamas, wild, out of control neshamas that are not easy to integrate, and that's that's what we're working on. That's our avoda, right?
That's why stress is such a problem in this generation, right?
I think that's definitely a totzah and an outcome. That's not, no, it's 100% true. It's 100% true.
Carol, I'm playing again.
What?
I'm playing again.
Go ahead.
I'm just Nakuda. I'm
Very nice. You wrote it. You wrote that? It's very nice.
It's like every other Jewish song. It's Karl Bach, but it's my you know what I mean? So uh-huh. Somebody once asked Karl Bach,
it's my
corporation. Somebody once asked Karl Bach, how come all your songs sound the same? So everybody can steal my songs, but I can't steal my own. It's the same thing. My nigga, it's Karl Bach's nigga, but my exactly my corporation. Nah.
What would this generation have done without Karl Bach, right? All these generations. Your mama should be orphans.
That's true.
Thank you, Rabbi. That was amazing.
No, of course, yeah. Come dear to Yasha Koch, you're Mizgaber. You're headed to. He was headed to Wachas Mishisha Mimisa, and he was Mizgaber over. To Chaim.
I want to see it.
I'll be there with you. We're in it together.
I think I gotta go to bed.
Stop my toe, Nat. All I asked was for phone to see the video.
That's such a lie.
Isn't it cold, by the way?
It's cold.
What
well,
the water
would
be cold now?
Should we all go see the ocean now? Will we show each other?
I like it, but...
The last time I swam in Miami was at Yoni's wedding. Rabbi Steinwurzel led like 15 Shoyosha guys in the ocean.
With Benji Pressure.
How many came
out?
Were you there?
Of course.
No, I was in Miami. Where was Yoni's wedding?
Day of the wedding?
Benji Pressure.
That night.
Day of the wedding.
No, right in the middle of the wedding. No, in the middle of the wedding.
I almost died. I was so
drunk. Benji, he didn't go to the beach. Benji went to the pool, right?
We went all the way. No, I'm not talking about the pool.
I went
into the ocean.
No, you kidding me?
Nat, I went
Benji
into the ocean.
Went in the nude, right?
Nat, I'm not talking about the pool. The pool was earlier. Then we went into the ocean.
Benji was a Steinwurzel. One of those guys went smacking right at the chuppah. Must have been Steinwurzel. Right at the chuppah. Right in the middle.
Wow.
No, but then we went in the ocean.
Oh. Is that the moon? You see that orange thing right there?
Oh, wow. Man.
Wow, that is beautiful. Listen, if we're all showing each other, then we have one
lit cigar.
Da 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 da.
have two Gedolim here that came this year. That has been really gewaltig. Rebbe and really into music, and their Rebbe and Shava. Right. Oh my gosh, can I know her?
When do you go back from Joey?
Tomorrow morning.
You sleeping here tonight?
7:30.
Stay for the second day. we can arrange your flight to these campus.
and rearrange a flight for my wife and kids.
You grew up under
so.
A grave.
You grew up I think so. I think so.
You grew up on my. You grew up on my the street of my my daughter-in-law, right?
Yeah. Who's that? Garden,
yeah. Should I get
That's
on
right.
Right now?
That's right.
You want me to get on it right now, Joey? I can get on it right now.
What? Do it.
By
do it,
morning,
Joey.
Your wife.
Problem is, my father's coming. Toss me out there. The White Shul, I'm the official Baal Tefillah in the White Shul contract.
You can blow up the White Shul before that.
Call it a bomb threat.
Right.
It will be a bomb.
If I would call my wife right now and tell her, I'm sure she would be excited, but we have people coming.
A finding of comets in the White Shul.
You look like Schwecky. Probably people tell you that, right?
My friend.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Kevin.
This was great. Well, I'll go find some.
If you guys have seen Rabbi Hachafer's website, you have to go there. I was introduced to it today. It's awesome.
These guys know
about
it.
Yeah. I'm from Toronto, so I'm learning a lot this yantish.
Righty, hello, Gechavra.
Good guys.
Good to meet the island.
Good.
Are they cleaning this up?
I guess so.
Don't worry.
Is that a chutzpah or what? What is? Losichanim.
Yeah.
He's throwing us out,
you
know.
Stinger Rebbe taught me a name.
Stinger Rebbe.
Sal Sidur Pesach Kiel Chalosai Chomishpatai
I'll see you tomorrow. I won't let you down. I'll be there. Believe me.
We used to do it. I remember Nila Sachag in Queens, growing up in Kew Garden Hills there in the hood. We used to go to Rabbi Friedman. You know Badish Friedman? He's a rabbi in there somewhere.
You know Yankee and the Pesach Seder?
No. Is that like a kid thing? So we used to go Nila Sachag. The lights would be off and he would go like this. It was so deep. Chasal Sidur Pesach Keil Chavavasam. Everyone will join. Keichal Mishmatai Vechukavasam. Kama Sher Zachinu Lesader Ovo Isoi Ovo Kein Iskelawa Sovo Isoi Ovo Isoi Koi name Kahala das me mavano. Look, it's coming up. Pretty crazy, huh? Where are we holding now? What day of the month?
So it's Chof.
Now it's Chof?
Chof. Tomorrow night's Chof Aleph.
I didn't bet the Omer. What was last night the Omer? Last night was four.
You have to stand.
Yeah, I gotta say the deal.
Mount, this time tomorrow night, 1:20. We're going down to for sure say out. That's us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shkoyach
from
Joey,
beautiful.
Shkoyach.
Safe trip. What time's the
nice
flight?
Nice to meet you, Rabbi. 7:30 flight.
Oh, okay. One of those.
I have to be there at 6:30.
Well, it's a custom of Sameach. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
see you on the other side, man. Season. Killed it tonight.
Yeah, unbelievable.
What time do I have to leave? MIA. I'm flying.
MIA.
Missing in action.
7:30.
I want to be there at
6:30. 5:30.
5:30, an hour? Yeah. It's an hour?
It could take 35 minutes,
which is huge. It's a huge airport.
MIA, right?
It's very ill.
Bigger than Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, Miami's Fallujah.
Yo, total. It's not Fallujah. It's
the long line. You should go more than an hour.
It's Bogota.
More than an hour?
It's Medellin.
Every time
what airline are you?
Florida takes hours.
Delta.
Shine, you can see
me.
So you're saying I should get there at 6?
Yeah.
I believe at 5?
Mm-hmm. No, 5:30. Yeah. 5:30.
Yeah.
We fight 7:30, is it?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
5:30. Where are you sukkahs from, Joey?
Sukkahs.
You want to ask Saul?
Sukkahs. Wow, I hate sukkahs. Where are my sukkahs?
We're already jumping ahead.
We're already thinking sukkahs is peso. The question is Rosh Hashanah. Because we have our minion, me and Eitan.
Right.
And it's been getting bigger and bigger every year. The Olam comes in from Baltimore, from Lakewood. The Olam comes in, they stay by people to come to the minion. And now they're hacking me about the concert in Uman a little bit.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what I'm going to do. It's like a chryas a little bit to be in Far
Akron.
Yeah. Do you want me to clip your cigar for you?
Mine?
Huh?
What?
Do you want me to clip your cigar for you? I don't have it on me, but I can go to my room and clip it.
Oh, you guys are
mamish
a
brussel, but though.
You go down
mamish. Los Cis of the
Cuban. Pass the thing here.
Los Cis of the Cuban.
Where's the lighter? We can relight it.
Where's the lighter? It's on the same side.